In his new film, French writer and philosopher Bernard-Henri Lévy tours the battlefields of the world's forgotten wars. Outside the city of Mogadishu, Lévy and his team put themselves in danger to learn how the Islamist group Al-Shabaab terrorizes civilians in the Somalian countryside.
The longer we stay on the ground, more chance
pire, le retour.
On the way back, probably Al-Shabaab already know there was white people in the village. So the way back, double caution.
In places like Somalia, Nigeria, Syria, and Libya, Lévy reminds us that human suffering often goes unnoticed by the rest of the world. The film is called The Will to See, and Bernard-Henri Lévy joins us now. Welcome back to Here and Now. It's so good to speak with you.
Thank you.
So you travel the world in this film, giving us tours of these wars that few people pay attention to, frankly, anymore. How is it that something as awful as a war becomes forgotten?
Most of the wars are forgotten today because the very idea of the war went out of our minds. We lived in a sort of dream in which war was eradicated from the reality. And suddenly came the war in Ukraine, and it was a wake-up call for all of us to reality. War is here. War can happen anywhere. And when we don't pay attention, when we don't have the will to see, the war is even more savage, cruel, and masculine.
Well, in fact, I do want to talk to you about your time in Ukraine. But first, let's just touch on a few of these other places, because you spend time in countries like Nigeria, Libya, Afghanistan, Syria. And at one point in the film, when you're in Mogadishu, we ask someone, does anyone in the West even know if Somalia exists? What do you think we risk in the West when we take our eyes off of these places?
In Mogadishu, it's very clear. I went there. I brought back very rare images of Somalia and Mogadishu since you Americans departed 20 years ago. When we leave a place which is in a strategic place on the map of the world, all the bad guys fill the void and replace us and threaten our values and our interests.
Tell me about the children that you've met in these places. Are they okay?
Of course not, they are not okay. The image of the children of Mogadishu, of Syria, of Bangladesh, whom I filmed, are the most heartbreaking experiences I had during this trip. The children, for example, of ISIS in Syria, some of them may be contaminated by the ideas of their parents who enlisted in ISIS, but a lot of them are not. They are innocent and they are considered as guilty by essence, and this is terrible. I got so many interviews with these children or teenagers who are enclosed in jails in Syria, condemned to remain there for nobody knows how long, and they are treated as cursed children. And this for me is unbearable.
In these war zones, you are often in danger. That is typical, by definition, of being in these places, right? But in Libya, it was terrifying to watch. Your car was chased down. You were shot at. How do you handle the fear that you experience?
I continue filming. I just continue filming. In this moment of the film, when I saw that they were shooting at me and at my team, we had two cars chasing us, my first reflex was to take my cell phone and to film, and not to miss any piece of this very, very strange, distressing, and shameful rodeo.
I assume you've always had difficult and terrifying experiences in the field like that. Does it ever get easier?
I cannot say that it is a comfortable job to go on hot spots in the world. So, of course, there is risks, but much less risks than for the people who live there. For them, the risk is so much bigger than for me. They remain, sometimes forever.
Let's spend a moment talking about the war in Ukraine, because there was a time when Ukraine was on your list of forgotten wars. Of course, that is not the case anymore. You were in the Donbass region several years ago, witnessing the war against the separatists backed by Vladimir Putin. At that point, did you see the potential for it to become what it is today, a war that has threatened all of Europe and international order?
Sort of. Number one, I guessed that something terrible was cooking, that the Russian forces in front of me were not there just for holidays or just to hold the line. And second, what I understood is that the Ukrainians were strong. Ukrainians were ready to resist. And today, you know, as we are speaking, people begin to say that Ukrainians can win, not only defend themselves, but win against the Russian army. This, I got it 2 years ago when I was on the battlefield all along the front line from Mariupol to Stanislav Luhansk in the north of Donbass. I saw these military positions. I walked for hours in the trenches where today, at this minute, the Ukrainians are waiting for the assault. And I got the point that if the worst happens, they will resist and they might prevail.
So are you saying then that the morale and the national pride of the Ukrainians is enough, will be enough to see them through to victory, which I suppose is often true in war?
It's always true. The morale is one of the key of every wars since antiquity, but it's not enough. Because morale without weapons is just readiness for sacrifice. It's not enough. But today, we have the morale of the Ukrainian army. We have the morale of the young, heroic, Churchillian President Zelensky, again, whom I know and who is one of the characters of the movie, but we have also the weaponry delivered by the West, America leading.
Let's talk about Mr. Zelensky. You met with him. He is a part of this film, as you say. Here's how he described Vladimir Putin.
I don't love people without eyes. Without eyes. That's it. When you look to the people, you have to see something. Brains, minds, thoughts, something. Yes, I think that he has no eyes.
I wonder if you could reflect on that moment and tell me what you think will happen to Vladimir Putin. How will history judge what he's doing?
Putin is revealing his essential criminality. He's a criminal against humanity. Zelensky got it right with this remark about his empty eyes. I think since the first day of this war that he will finish in front of an international court and that he will remain as a villain of history who has driven his people, his own people, toward hell. I'm convinced of that.
Before we let you go, this film, we see you covering so many wars across the globe, but really you've been doing this your entire career, having spent so many times watching the suffering and the violence. What have you learned about humanity?
That in a lot of human, there is a savage beast sleeping, and that only civilization, rule of law, self imposed principles and creeds can handle this savage beast, can tame her inside of ourselves. But I know that the beast is always around. And it is true in the Boko Haram Fulani people whom I film in Nigeria. It is true of the savage militias in Syrian Kurdistan. And it is true in Russia today. And we have to build a barrage against this savagery. This is our human task.
Bernard Henri Lévy, the new film is called The Will to See. Thank you so much.
Thank you.